Okay, Miss Birch, are you still there?
I am.
Okay. All right, I just want to make sure that this is all good to go. And everything looks good so far. You're going to be receiving a text message and an email of the paperwork, and I'm going to walk you through that just because there's a few steps on that. And then I'm going to give you one last instruction after you complete the paperwork. I just want to make sure it's all correct. And I do appreciate your patience as well. I know this was pretty lengthy. Again, it's just to help with the strength of the case. The more information there is, the better.
And so, what law firm are we talking about?
So the law firm that's going to be working on the case, let me, before I submit, once I submit, it's going to tell me exactly which law firm.
Okay.
I'm just going to double check before I submit. Just want to make sure that's correct. Okay. All right. Okay. All right, you're going to receive a text message as well as an email. The law firm that's going to be working is, one second. Okay, so the firm that's going to be working on the case. Okay, it's going to be Pulaski,
Can you spell
Pulaski
that?
Law. It's diff okay, it's going to be different partners. So
But can you
Robin,
just spell that name for me?
yes, Robin Law. Pulaski, Pulaski, Kerr, that's Kher, Kher. Robin Rainish, so Robin, Raynish, as well as Pll. And before I send this to you, Miss Birch, I just want to confirm the spelling of your legal first name is KIM, last name Burch, on behalf of Ray Birch, RayBurch. Is that correct? The
Correct.
street address is 4024 Wynwood Lane, Nashville, Tennessee, 37214.
Correct.
The date of birth for Mr. Birch is 2/6/1964. The date of death is 8/10/2022.
Correct.
The last four is 7915.
Correct.
Okay. And also want to make sure that's okay. And the phone number that we have here for you, Miss Birch, is 615-337-6511.
Correct.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and send you a text message here, as well as an email of the paperwork. And let's just give it a couple of seconds. As you wait for that to get to arrive in your inbox, the paperwork will require you to, I guess, here, I'll walk you through it right now. Okay. Let me know once you get that text message.
Okay, hold on just a second.
All right, did you receive that text message or email?
Yes, it says
It'll be a
Yeah.
link.
DocuSign.
Yes. Go ahead and click on that notification.
Okay.
Once you click the notification, you will see a blue link to a DocuSign web page. Go ahead and click on that link. Once you click that link, you'll see a box that says, I agree to use electronic records, and then continue.
Okay.
Once you hit continue, go ahead and click begin or start.
Okay, hold on. Thank you. Okay, continue.
Okay, and then once you have clicked that, you'll see a box with an arrow pointing down. Go ahead and click this. This will prompt you to draw your signature.
This is review and continue. Message from blah blah blah. Mass tort strategy. Please sign. So just sign in that box.
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead and click check off the box and then continue. Click start and then you'll see a arrow pointing down inside a box. Once you click that, it'll prompt you to draw your signature. Go ahead and draw your signature and click adopt and sign. And once you click adopt and sign, you're going to do the same thing for the initial areas that requires you to draw your initials. And you're going to click adopt initials.
Okay, the thing I'm on it says review and continue. It says message from Alan Raimondo, whatever. And then
Yes.
it says please sign.
Okay,
And
go
then
ahead.
nothing's popping up on screen.
Okay, do you see if you scroll down, did you already click the link, the blue link that says DocuSign? Okay. And then did it direct you to a DocuSign web page?
It says, I agree to use electronic records and signature. And then it says continue, or it says other options.
Okay, also real quick,
I got hang on.
I wanted to ask Ms. Birch before we proceed. You said that your spouse's date of death was 8/10/2022, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and his second diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma was 3/20/2022, around that time.
Correct.
Okay, so yeah, go ahead and proceed.
Okay, hold on. Wow. It's not, it says sign, but hold on, there we go. Adopt and sign.
Yes, go ahead and click adopt and sign. Once you click adopt and sign, you'll do the same for the initial boxes. And then you're going to repeat the same process until you see a box that says finish. And if you ever get stuck, there's a next button either above top right corner or t bottom left. Click that and it'll direct you to the pages that's required. And then after that, I have one last instruction. And then I'm going to
Okay.
send you a text of my direct line.
Okay. And then it goes, you're done signing.
Okay,
And
let
then
me check on my end real quick. Just want to make sure everything looks good. Okay, that looks good. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Miss Birch, before we wrap up, I just want to make sure that you know what to expect next. While they're working your claim, the law firm will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim. And I will be calling you within the next couple of hours once your file passes quality assurance to transfer you to them directly and introduce you. They may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms like medical releases so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them for whatever reason in the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. Can you confirm you can be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
What time are we talking? Oh, you mean today?
It, either today, Monday, within the next 24 to 48 business hours.
Yeah, probably not today. Probably not this evening, but
Oh
after
no,
that.
yeah, not this
After
evening. No, it'll be your preferred time that you
Okay.
gave. But can you confirm that you can be available to speak with them as you have with me today? When will you do speak with them?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have any questions before I submit your information?
No, the only thing that
Mm-hmm.
there the only thing that could be a problem, and was I've been trying to get this straightened out forever and ever, is
Yeah.
that apparently somehow or another, with my name and my social security number, when my mother passed away right before my husband passed away, somehow or another they have me down as being deceased. And
Oh.
I've been to the Social Security office. I've done all the things. I'm trying, And so if there's something like that that comes up, it's,
Dull, yeah.
I'm completely alive. And
Okay. So if the I mean
I
if the
mean,
attorneys if they find that's why they ask for the social is to make sure that it's a legitimate individual. If for whatever reason they see that you're deceased, I mean you're not deceased, you're talking to me. So if that becomes an issue, the attorneys will be able to help you with that as well if you have any questions.
Because I had to do a probate thing with of my mother's estate,
Okay.
and I didn't even tell the lawyer that, and she figured it out on her own, and
Yeah.
so it was just, so.
Yeah. It's thank you for bringing that up. If yeah, if that's more of a question for the attorneys. So when you speak with them, to the person that's in charge of your case, let them know if they bring that up, you can let them know.
Okay.
if it ever comes up, so that they're aware of it. But I mean, I know that you're alive because I'm speaking with you. But I do understand that, you know, the circumstance that was.
Yeah.
I'm gonna also send you a text message right now. It's just saying thank you for your time and as well as what to expect next. It's gonna come from a 949 area code. That's my direct line. So you can text me back from that number or give me a call back from that number as well.
Yeah, and tell me your name again, Trevor.
It's
No, that's
Al.
Al. It's Al.
Oh,
Thanks.
AL, but
Okay.
yeah.
All right.
Well, Miss Birch, thank you so much for your time and I appreciate your patience. I am so sorry to hear about your spouse, but I'm glad that we had the chance to speak today and, you know, help you build this claim on behalf of your spouse.
Like, I mean, I know this is jumping ahead, but how much are people getting for these things?
That's a great question for the attorneys. Yeah, unfortunately, I don't have the answer to that because I'm only an intake specialist, but the attorneys will have an answer for you on that. Once they go over your case, they'll review all of that information and they'll have a better under, you know, give you a better answer to that question.
Okay, that sounds great. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. Birch, and I hope that you enjoy the rest of your weekend, okay?
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.